Take 5, spot 2, track 4. Honey Circle, trans, coast, pass number 8.
Follow 8.
Follow 8, Houston, on.
Hi, Roger, Mike. How are our temperatures looking across the service module? Are we going to be go here for shooting another couple of sets for this next start?
Yeah, I'm Roger. I mean, that feels good to me, Bill. Just trying to check the expert. Yeah, you can find Bill on the quad cam.
And FPS is okay.
Finally,
an FPS is lifted
also. Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, Bill. Because of this W matrix thing, we'd like to add some more star sightings when Jim gets through with the series that he's currently on, and I have the information relative to them when you're ready to copy.
Yeah, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, we'd like him to do them, as I say, whenever he's through the series he's on now. And they're the same ones that are printed on your flight plan, page 2-86. The first one, we'd like to increase to 2 sets. The second one, we'd like to increase to 2 sets, making a total of 5 sets on those stars on page 286. Do you copy?
I like it.
Okay, the other thing
how come we have
is
to
on at an elapsed time of 120 hours, we'd like to increase that P23 work, the first star change from 1 set to 2 sets, the second star from 1 to 2.
Oh, wait a minute, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, looking for the page, I got it now.
Okay, the first star makes 2 sets, second star, 2 sets, for a total of 5 sets.
Okay.
And, if you're in a copying mode, I have, would you believe, a couple of changes to your entry set list, which I'd like to read up to you sometime today or tomorrow.
Okay, why don't we get them here after this 1 set of stars?
Very good. Roger, Bill. I was just doing a new one here while you got your flight plan out. This would be 130 hours GDT if you got that page.
I just put it away, but I'll get it out again. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
We're neat up here, not sloppy.
Roger, at 130 hours CDT, star 02, where it is printed 2 sets, we'd like to make that only 1 set. And then we would like to add star 11, star 11, lunar far horizon, 2 sets. Over.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, is MIT slipping in the back door?
Not really, Jim. It has to do with this W matrix. You remember that we reinitialized it in lunar orbit, and then we worked on it as you came back on the previous sighting you made, and now we've gone and reinitialized it again at this point, and we'd like to restore it to its former size and shape and whatnot.
Okay, I understand.
Go ahead, Jim.
Mike, I've got the entry checklist out now. You want to give me that update?
Okay, Bill. Thank you. The person is on page E7.
Okay, stand by. Okay, Mike, ready to go. Now I know why Neil was over there.
No, you can't blame it on him. Page E7, under CMRCS3, halfway down, where it says up telemetry block. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, after up telemetry block, insert RCS. CM heaters, circuit breakers, 2, closed.
Okay.
All
right, let me get both of them.
Heaters, circuit breakers, closed. The next one is on page E9.
Roger,
on E9 up near the top, under terminate CMRCS3, in the middle there, after CMRCS heaters off, LMP confirm, insert RCS CM heaters circuit breakers 2 open. That's just opening those two breakers back up.
Roger.
And the last page is on page 14.
Okay, we got him.
Thank you, Bill. That's all.
Okay, Michael.
How's it going? You want any systems up?
Yeah, they're hanging together. I haven't even looked at them for the last half hour. I've been over the other side.
Yeah, they sure are, Bill. I can get you any specific numbers and whatnot at the end of it.
Well, I hate to say I wasn't interested, but I don't need any specific numbers right now.
Okay, very good. We can do it. That's an outstanding card.
On second thought, how's the Babbitt Rabbit temp doing?
cancel that arrow stays first.
Alright. How's Magellan coming along?
I'm getting a crossed eye looking at this thing. Hey, Mike, as a matter of interest, I've been just looking at the Earth for the last hour and a half, and there's two tremendous storms down there. I'm not too sure where they are, but the vortexes are huge.
All right,
that's your first space weather report. That's a manned weather forecast from space, and he's not so sure where it's raining, but it's raining somewhere. Yeah, I'd like to point out that Magellan is not a good analogy. I'd also like to point out that Magellan is not a good analogy. I don't think he made it around.
Oh, very good.
How about Alfred Sinister?
Roger, Al. Kind of, Jim. Dick Underwood's over here. They're getting their film processing all prepared for your film when you get back. And tentatively, could you give us some idea on how much you exposed?
Let me introduce you to the great film man. He'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
Jim, I hope he can account for haze through the windows. We, on our departure from the moon, we tried to burn up much of what we had left over, which was quite a bit. And tell him I hope he can develop the high-speed film taken at normal film settings.
Apollo 8.
Go ahead.
How are you coming along with your P-23 mark?
My eyeballs are getting square. That's what we've been doing most of the day, Ken. Are you receiving the data down below?
All right. Looks like you're getting some pretty good marks there. We have a pretty good hack on the vector and the matrix. It looks like if you wanted to terminate at this point, we do have good data.
Sounds good. I'll terminate after this.
We should just as soon not try to do star 01 again.
All right.
Ken, do you have a nice Christmas?
Apollo 8, you don't mind? go ahead, following.
Is this Ken or Jerry?
Say again, please.
Is this Ken?
This is Ken, go ahead.
Okay, Ken, we're getting back for the PTC attitude. Would you like us to do this high gain react test now on the first roll?
Affirmative.
Okay, let's go. How about if I just went to react right now? I'm in react. If you want me to stay here, well, we'll just press on.
Okay, Apollo 8, that's fine.
I guess this step about stopping at roll 150 then really doesn't matter too much, does it?
That's right, Bill. I was just with your choir.
Man, we got a choir on the run here.
Yeah, you're getting good at that.
That's all they'll let me do. Okay, we'll keep it here for two reps. Ken, Mike, and Mike and Jim are asleep, and just keep nothing else to do, so I'll just keep it going here for two rolls.
Okay, roll fine. Thank you.